I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And really happy to welcome to the studio today Tacky Annie, which we have a stripped-down version of what you might see tonight if you're going to the Chester Creek Show. They are playing at Concerts in the Park in Chester Bowl tonight at 7 o'clock, and they are bringing a whole band. Welcome to Rochelle Lene and Andrew Frederick. Did I get that right?
You did.
Yes, you did. Thanks.
Welcome. And so you're going to have a whole band with you tonight.
Yes, we will.
Nice. So drums, bass, what else? Am I missing anything?
Well, tonight we have a four-piece. We have Kenny Beefus playing drums and Keith Giannis on bass.
Awesome. So this is just the super stripped-down version of what you do. And we've been playing your EP a lot here on KUMD. I've been enjoying it the heck out of it. So it is a bit different than what people are going to hear today. Lots more instruments and little, just kind of a different feel, I think, right? I mean, this will still be great, but it's just a little bit different.
This is pretty different. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's nice. But anytime the songs can actually translate to a different medium, I think it means they're great songs. So again, that show is tonight at 7 o'clock. And let's get started with a song. What do you want to start with?
We're going to play Red and White.
I'll show you my cards. Well, the cards that I think are going to win. I like to think I'm open. You like to go all in. I show you my mess, well, the mess that I cleaned up a little bit. Try to let you sidestep it, but you only wanna dive in. You keep knocking on these walls so sound until they come crashing down. You dance with my demons when I try to keep them quiet. You kiss off my bleeding, where am I, red and white? I look in your eyes, both your eyes, until they're looking in mine. Just want for you to think I'm fine, and I just wanna be fine. You keep fighting for this heart so hard until it surrenders arms. You dance with my demons when I try to keep them quiet. You kiss all my bleeding, where am I, red and white? You dance with my demons when I try to keep them quiet. You kiss all my bleeding, where am I, red and white? I can hear the darkness calling. I'm just gonna keep on falling back. I need you to go on fighting.
That is Tacky Annie live from Studio A, and I do recognize that one from your EP, The Little Album, it's called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tacky Annie started with just the two of you, right?
Yes, it did.
Well, tell me how you got started.
Well, it started because I was originally doing a solo project, Rochelle and A, and I had done a small soundtrack for a film, Driven to Dance, and it was a dance movie, and the, I guess, director of the dance studio, he wanted a song, he commissioned a song from me that he wanted, like, fully produced, but up until then, I'd only really made acoustic music. And Andrew is a producer, and I was like, hey, would you produce this track for me? And so that's actually what Renegade Energy was, and it started out, I just wrote it acoustically, and then Andrew created the track. And the first track he made, I didn't like it at all. And then he came out with something totally different, and I was like, that's it, that's great. And we sent it along to them, and they used it for a dance video for a promotional thing, and we kind of liked it, and we were like, hey, maybe we should make this a thing. And that's how Tacky Annie started.
And you really have only been around for a little over a year, right?
Yeah, like a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm. But in that time, you already put out an EP. And I could tell that it, you know, it wasn't the first rodeo for either of you, because it's such a strong EP, you know, for a project that's been together for such a short time. Obviously, you had some other stuff under your belt, you know, music. And Andrew, I actually ran into you a couple of months ago at Sir Ben's, and you were playing just straight ahead jazz with Keith, yep. Who is the bass player sometimes for you guys. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, obviously these people have some diverse skills, because Keith then had just been in the studio with a bluegrass flavored
band. Yeah, with Bolly Jacks.
So obviously you have a musical background that is a little bit different than what happens in Tacky Annie. You want to tell me about that a little bit?
Yeah. It actually started here. I went to school here for jazz.
Nice.
Yep, studied with Ryan Frayne. Ryan, if you're listening, thank you for everything. Thank you for the bass amp.
Does he know you have
got our bass amp today?
Oh, you were able to go borrow one from him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Great.
Appreciate it. And then I went off and worked for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines for 3.5 years, and just did the support act for large production shows. And so I got a lot of experience playing plenty of genres with that. And then I came back here and have just been kind of working my way in very slowly into the Minneapolis scene. And yeah, it's been I've played everything from the Four Tops to Celine Dion to straight ahead jazz, like you saw at Sir Ben's, which a funny story about that. We were up here giving a masterclass, Keith, Giannis, and I, for Ryan. And we had some downtime, and Keith was just like, let's just walk in to a place and ask if they will just let us play for a beer or two.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith is amazing. Like, I've never seen that side of Keith. He's just like this go-getter. He's fairly quiet on his own, but he's just like, let's do this. And so we just walked in. And for two beers, they just allowed us to play. And in fact, that was very generous to even give us that, because we just wanted to play. We would have done it for free.
More than most people make with jazz these days.
Well, and here, the thing is, they had never, I'm assuming they didn't hear you play before they said yes, which is hilarious, because they had no way of knowing that you were actually good.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that sentiment.
It was. It was really nice, like perfect background music for a Monday evening, you know, having a drink or two with friends, and there's this lovely jazz music going on in the background. So
it really went out on a limb. Especially looking at us.
It worked out.
Yes.
It worked out. Okay, I just have to go back to the Carnival Cruise thing, because I have never talked to anybody in the studio that has done that. Tell me about that experience. And you said you were the opening act, or you...
I played in the pit orchestra, and then for fly-on guest entertainer acts usually were tribute shows.
So you'd play behind people.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's a 9-piece orchestra, 4-piece rhythm section, 5-piece horn section.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how often did the group that you played with change up?
The contracts were 6.5 months long.
Okay. So for 3 years, you played like six months of one kind of music?
Nope, of all kinds of music.
Oh, okay. So you were playing with various things. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a 4-piece singer group like singers and dancers, like basically. So there's like 12 dancers, and it was a whole show of a whole huge production show that there's usually like three or four of them that were put on by the same group that we would play for, you know, like a, it's like a variety cabaret show musical type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be fly on guest entertainer acts that would come, and it'd be like Celine Dion tributes, Four Top tributes, Lionel Richie tributes, you know, a lot of tribute shows. Like I played with Randy Merrill, which is, or no, Merrill Osmond, not Randy Merrill, Merrill Osmond, which is Donny Osmond's brother. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just kind of crazy random stuff here and there like that.
Wow. It's like a boot camp for musicians.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And the social life is crazy. It's kind of like a freshman frat boys, freshman years experience on steroids. It's,
and you can't get away because you're on a boat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that sounds like a pretty darn amazing experience that must have been really fun at the time, and you probably were okay when it ended, too.
Absolutely.
Well, how about you, Rochelle? You have an amazing voice, first of all.
Thank you.
And I know that you both play several instruments, too, or at least a couple instruments piece, right? So so you not only sing, but you also play.
Well, I studied classical cello growing up, and that's always what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And then I got to college, and I actually got an overuse injury. I went to the U of M Twin Cities, and so I couldn't play my cello for a while because I was just in too much pain. It was a forearm injury, and so then I was kind of depressed because I couldn't make music, you know, as I was used to doing, and so that's when I started singing and writing songs. So I discovered that around, like, 18, and I'm like 25 now, I guess. So I've been doing that ever since. But I've also, I picked up, you know, guitar because it was a great songwriting tool. And I played piano growing up. My dad's a classical pianist, so he taught me piano. And so I love to write on those instruments. And I used to do them for the live show. Lately, I've just been singing because, man, I just love to sing. It's just fun.
There is nothing wrong.
We're glad you do.
There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that at all. So, wow. And that kind of injury must be really a hazard for people that are pursuing a career in any kind of music, especially classical, I would assume.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. And what's interesting is I don't think that they really teach a lot of injury prevention for musicians. And you're expected to practice, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day. And often with rehearsals and everything, I'd end up playing more like 8 hours a day. And I just wasn't taking care of my body. You get so in your head, you forget that you have a body that you need to take care of and that needs to see the sun and move around outside of a practice room. And so I think a lot of people struggle with that. Yeah, it's a tough industry, the classical industry.
So your trajectory could have been completely different if that hadn't happened.
Yeah, I always thought I would be in an orchestra by now. This is way more fun for me.
Do you find yourself getting as focused with things and having to remind yourself, hey, if I'm going to write songs, I have to go have a life so I can have something to write about?
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes I wish I was more dedicated songwriter, like that I had a practice that I did, you know, a couple hours every day. But honestly, over time in my life, I just realized I needed more balance because before the cello injury, I actually had a dance injury in high school that I ended up quitting dancing because of. And I think for a long time when I would do something, I'd just go all out. And now I'm just at a point where, you know, I love to sing, I love to write songs, and I like to play other instruments too, and do many things, but I feel like that balance is something I'm still trying to strike so that I don't, like, for instance, get a vocal injury.
Have you done any training or anything like that to help with preventing that?
Yeah, I actually started vocal lessons with a great voice teacher out in Shorewood back in December. Jerry Ellsburn, he's an amazing vocal coach. And so I've been working with him. Andrew just started with him, too. And he's helped me a lot with injury prevention.
So. That's great, because a lot of people just don't even think about that, but you had that in your head, I'm
sure.
That's
all I have on my mind.
Yeah, because especially if this has happened to you twice, you're like, that must be really kind of a scary thing, I would think, after, you know, you're
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eventually, I want to go on tour and be able to sing every night, mm-hmm. you know, for a few hours. And even tonight's set is an hour and a half, and I don't think we've done a set that long yet. Mm-hmm. So it's always just a fun game of, you know, just trying to take care of yourself and listening to your body and trying to, you know, take extra precautions.
Mm-hmm. To do this for the long haul. Well, I'm glad you're figuring it out young that you need to take care of yourself because yeah, some people don't. And then that down the road when they, you know, have had a career for a long time, suddenly,
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song called Bigger Man. This is a song that we do live, but we have not recorded it. And I think I'm going to be putting it out under Rochelle and A in the near-ish future, so a kind of side project. But this is just the acoustic version.
Yeah. My heart was broke, so I made it safe. Nothing goes in that could cause pain. Most days I feel pretty safe. And boy, I'd like to keep it that way. You keep bringing up the past. I keep running from it fast. To one thing I keep coming back. If it hurts so bad, why make it last? It's all about me, isn't it? It's not about you. Giving in, I cannot be the bigger man. I got nothing to lose and everything to prove. I try to make you go away by having nothing to say. Besides, I've got too many plates to make them for yours anyway. Don't think I'll ever be enough for myself or anyone. So if I quit holding my head up, would you put away that measuring cup? It's all about me, isn't it? It's not about you giving in. I cannot be the bigger man. I got nothing to lose. It's all about me, isn't it? It's not about you giving in. I cannot be the bigger man. I got nothing to lose. Ceasefire, that has been my one call. Please tire, before everyone falls. Ceasefire, that has been my one call. That has been my one call. Ceasefire, that has been my one call. Please tire, before everyone falls. Ceasefire, that has been my one call. That has been my one call. It's all about me, isn't it?
That has been my one call.
It's not about you giving in. I cannot be the bigger man. I got nothing to lose.
That has been my one call.
And everything to prove.
Well, That's Tacky Annie live from Studio A, and a tune that might end up on Rochelle's solo album down the road.
Yeah.
Awesome. So even, and you said side project, so you're still going to do Tacky Annie, but so what's the difference going to be between Tacky Annie and a Rochelle solo project?
It's a really Rochelle excellent question. I haven't quite figured it out.
Oh, okay.
I like folk, but also kind of rock, and also pop. Like Courtney Barnett, Margaret Glasby, Lady Lamb. Maybe kind of a rock trio, but singer-songwriter. I'm not positive what it's going to be yet.
Mm-hmm.
Something from my brain.
That's the best thing. Your own vision. Your own vision. There. See, I found a way to reframe it. So, Tacky Annie, where did the name come from?
Want to take this one?
Sure. one of the first times that we hung out, we went swing dancing.
Nice.
And we kind of proceeded to pursue that for probably about a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And eventually we figured out there's just not really enough time. Well, there's always time for everything, right? But we weren't willing to make the time for it. But it is a swing dancing move.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A solo two-step kind of thing, like groovy two-step kind of thing. And I'm doing it right now for all the listeners out there. I'm doing the move so you can hear it and see it and experience it.
Yeah. Radio is a great dancing medium. Yep. Well, that's really fun. And your music does have a groove to it. Like one thing I like about it is it's kind of got a soulful groove to it, I think. And I do think a lot of it is it does translate with just the guitar and your voice the way that you're doing it here. Probably, you know, it helps that you're pretty good at the guitar. so you can do a lot with the acoustic there.
Making me blush. that's more visual for your listeners.
That's why I let him play guitar.
So tell me about, so did you quickly, after coming together, start coming up with material, and did you write together? Rochelle, did you write primarily, or how did that work? I don't have the credits in front of me, so I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, well, it's kind of just been a process that's changed and ebbed and flowed. The first two songs that we did, Renegade Energy and Red and White, I wrote the song just like the basic harmony and lyrics, and then Andrew did the production, except we wrote the bridge of Red and White together. We struggled over that bridge. And then we just kind of started to experiment more with, like, there was one track that he'd made. It was too cool for that. He came up with the track, and I was like, this is a bumpin' summer track. Like,
in a coffee shop in Las Vegas, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can't get that one out of my head when I was preparing for the interview today. I'm just like, too cool for that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great, and I agree. It's very summery. It's just got a great feel to it. Just really enjoy that one.
Yeah, so we collaborated on lyrics for that, and yeah, we've done quite a bit of collaboration. It's been a good growth process, I think, for both of us. to let go a little and, you know, let up on the creative control. I feel like it's interesting. We've written things I would never write by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to explore.
I agree.
Nice. When you were songwriting and before that, like when somebody, you obviously were doing enough that somebody had asked you to create a song for that project. What were you doing when you were on your own? You said you were doing more acoustic stuff.
Yeah, I started out solely acoustic, and then actually Andrew for a while was he was backing me up with Keith Yonis on bass. It's almost the same band. And it was kind of a folk pop rock type group. I'm bad at genres. I'm not really sure exactly what it was.
Folk pop rock, polka, country, swing. A little bit of vaudeville in there.
But I definitely identified as, you know, singer songwriter.
Mm-hmm. And so you were doing some stuff on your own. Was it under your name, or did you have a different name?
Yeah, Rochelle and
me. Okay, nice. So then at some point it just morphed into Tacky Annie.
Yeah, did.
Nice. And where did you record? Well, so you're a producer, Andrew, so you produced the EP, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, where did you do that?
Oh, man, that one was done in our living room.
Oh, nice, okay.
I work out of a studio down in Minneapolis called River Rock Studio Sound, but mm-hmm. that one That was grassroots, like in the living room. I'm pretty sure if you pull up the multi-tracks from those vocal sessions, you can hear traffic from Cedar Avenue in South Minneapolis rolling by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time, like, you know, a plane or like a
we'll
loud
go on
motorcycle.
And on.
I'm totally going to listen with headphones next time.
It's worth it.
Well, that's cool because it, I mean, it really... you know, as I was saying earlier, for a first, like, I never expect when I get a first, especially EP from a young band, I'm like, well, it'll probably be okay. We'll be able to see if they have potential or not. But this felt fully formed. This was like, boom, you know. So despite the setting, it really kind of has a, I don't know if polished is the right word, but I don't know. Sounds good to me.
Thank you. Yeah, it just goes to show there's no excuses.
That's right. No excuses.
So all you blooming, budding singer-songwriters, artists, don't buy into the lie. Get out there.
And do it in your living room.
Yeah.
Well, and you taught yourself all the production stuff, too, which I think is really crazy. I mean, a lot of people feel like they need to go to school or for something, and that can be great, but there's so much that you can learn on your own.
Mm-hmm. And how much is production techniques and how much is, you know, just the raw material that you have to work with?
How do you mean by the raw?
Like the songs and the performers and like...
Oh, I mean, it's all valuable. There is no... Like, you could have a great producer and the songs are lacking or the performers are lacking and it won't matter. Or you could have great performers and great songs and... Like you said, you like a record comes out and you're like, oh, this has potential, but it there wasn't somebody there to help realize it. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes not necessary. Sometimes the artists and performers like have great creative production minds anyways, and they don't need a producer, quote unquote. But it's helpful to have somebody who's familiar with all of that and the quality coming from all angles. Like, there is no less or more important thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it can also, you can also have a performer that is so just, you know, what they do might be recorded really rawly or really, you know, lo-fi, but whatever the magic that they have just shines through either way. So,
oh, totally.
Yeah, so that works too. So what made you decide when you, although you were such a new band, to put something out, and did you have a lot of songs to choose from, or did you just have a small batch of songs and so you said we're just going to do an EP?
We had a pretty small batch of songs. Like I said, it started with Renegade Energy and Red and White, and we released those as singles first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, well, I guess the next step is an EP. So I remember I was kind of scrambling to finish that. What was the last song that we wrote?
Too Cool for That.
Oh, right. I totally remember that. I'm bad at remembering the order of events. Gosh, we hit our head against the wall over that one. That's what's funny is when sometimes things at the end product sounds like fun and effortless, and then the original, we're like, how do we get this idea that we have in our brains? But I don't know, it was just like, I guess we just wanted to.
And did you feel like you realized what you had in your head? Or do you hear
it? I think we were just figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to come to terms together with, you know, making in reality the sound that we were hearing. But I don't think either one of us knew exactly what it was going to be. That's kind of what made it fun to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
He's looking at me. I don't like talking.
We're
going to do a song called My Own Way. This is a single that's... We're putting out a little bit here, and then it's going to be on our new EP. And this is definitely one of our chill ones. We'll be playing this tonight as well.
And talk about effortless. This song just came. It really did. And Rochelle wrote it. And then we kind of went back to our original setup. Like, she wrote it, sent it to me, and I produced it. And less than a day, it was done. It's beautiful.
I wanna feel like myself today. White noise in my head, gonna let it fade. And it's not that I don't care, I just cannot be right there. Just wanna do what I wanna do, if that's okay. Just give me a second, I need to go someplace, I need to get away, I need to go my own way. I need to get some space, I need to know my name, I need to go my own way. Breathe out and breathe in again. I'm catching prism fractures of the light within. And I wanna feel strong, cause I have been all along. Live the life that I'm living in my head. Just give me a second, I need to go someplace, I need to get away, I need to go my own way. I need to get some space, I need to know my name, I need to go my own way. I can hear me calling, standing on the edge. Dearest voice I've heard that I'll ever hear again. To myself, heart above my feet, the first time in my life, I just wanna feel me. I need to go someplace, I need to get away, I need to go my own way. I need to get some space, I need to know my name, I need to go my own way.
That is Tacky Annie live from Studio A, and a new one. And it sounds like that EP is done, ready to go. Is it available yet?
It's due out in August.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, so we'll keep our ears open for it.
It's on its way.
Okay. I can't wait. Rochelle, you're also thinking solo project at some point, too.
Yeah.
So, nice. Well, thank you so much. This was really, really fun. Great to chat with you guys for the first time and find out a little bit more. And looking forward to the future and hearing more from you.
Thank you so much for having us.
That is Rochelle Linné and Andrew Frederick, and they're playing with the full band, maybe four pieces, tonight at Chester Bowl for the Chester Creek Concert Series. That starts at 7 o'clock. Going to be a beautiful night for it if you decide to go out and do that. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Casey Warnicki, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.